This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, friends, if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Well, hey, listen, carefully. The numbers are in. The numbers are in. I've shared with you guys in the past, my friends, how when we first launched sonsoflibertymedia.com, the first month, we had over 700,000 unique visitors. 700,000 the first month. The second month, we were going into about 800 to 850,000 unique visitors on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The third month, we were tipping over the top of a million, or bumping up to one of the two. Did you hear what I said? The first 3 months, we had over a million unique visitors on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Talked to senior editor, Sons of Liberty Radio, Tim Brown, just yesterday, and media as well. And he had shared with me, Bradley, the numbers are at 70,000 a month. I said, you have got to be kidding me. Well, that explains because as to what's going on concerning our information. And I bring this up to you frequently, friends, because you need to understand that the corrupt powers that be are censoring our site. Not because it's not true, but because it is true. Okay, we're not controlled opposition here, friends. We're not going along setting the narrative that's thrown basically with the fuel thrown to us from the CIA, mainstream media controlled outlets. We're just not. We never have been. So we went from 700,000 to 850,000 to 1 million unique visitors a month. Okay. Down to 70,000. If you do a Google search on Sons of Liberty, I'm going to do it right now while I get you on the phone. The Sons of Liberty Media. It pulls up Sons of Liberty without the bars dropping, which means they're censoring my content. If I go to a Bing search, by the way, and I put in the Sons of Liberty media, it's interesting to note that the bars drop, okay? In other words, they're giving me a fair search. Google is not. If I do an article search on Sons of Liberty Media through Google, it won't pull up Sons of Liberty Media. Friends, you need to understand something. They don't attack those that are not doing. They attack the doers of the word, not the hearers only deceiving themselves. When I tell you, friends, about what's going on over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, keep in mind, they're not censoring, suppressing, or shadow banning my content like Facebook and Twitter are in unison together because we're lying to you. No, it's because we're exposing them for who they are. So do take the time to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, we are not just talking about what needs to be done here. We have retained an attorney at this point over the last couple months, and we're dealing with Facebook right now. We also noticed that our Facebook page on our public page of Sons of Liberty Media, the traffic's dropping off. It's going backwards rather than forwards. Okay? Never seen that before. Not until we got an attorney did they begin to manipulate our sites, okay, and our searches. So again, and Twitter's been banning our content forever. Twitter's always been just kind of secondary. It's always been kind of a joke to me. But the fact of the matter is, with our content, we should be rocking it big time, friends. If our content would have been left alone by Facebook, by Twitter, by Google over the last 6 years, there's no question in my mind, friends, we'd have probably 5 to 7 million friends on Facebook right now. I also wanted to let you know, in contrast, outlets that attack my ministry, they'll have 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 shares. And when you do a Google on my name, their resources, their media propaganda outlets, their outsources, friends, will pull up. I have articles that have over 105,000 shares, and I can't find them on Google. Just so you understand as to what you're dealing with. I want to say this too. Nothing's getting better, friends. The attacks are growing more aggressively. Okay? You can sit back and watch the senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, talk all big and bad to the CEOs from these big tech companies. Friends, he's not doing anything. And I just read this morning concerning the Constitution that the President of the United States of America is to faithfully execute the laws found in this Constitution. Okay? And it's talking about where he is the commander of the chief, commander-in-chief, so on and so forth, Article 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. So we're still waiting for the commander-in-chief to faithfully execute the laws found in the Constitution. I should not, listen to me carefully, I should not have to retain an attorney to see that my rights, folks, are secured. I should not have to retain an attorney. I'm talking to our attorneys right now about those that are not enforcing the laws, those that swore to uphold the laws, that are not enforcing or maintaining our God-given rights, namely our said representatives. If they were doing their job, friends, I wouldn't have to be worried about sending or hiring or retaining an attorney to go after the big tech companies. That's what our representatives are for, and they're not doing that. They should be sued as well. Just for the record. And we're contemplating right now at the sonsoflibertymedia.com as to what we're going to do in process in the up and coming days. Now, folks, with that said, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, please go to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Check out the 13 articles that are posted every day. From them that are in the culture war, bringing about the answers, constitutionalists, preachers, so on and so forth, attorneys. We got them all over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, exposing the works of darkness, friends, which is our duty. And it has been, in fact, given unto us as a command by God to do so, by setting judgment, by setting a light to the nations, and we're doing that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back, and we're going to be talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. You heard me right. This was written in New York, September 7th, 1871. Yep. Is it what's happening today? Oh, you know it is, friends. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong." The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live into over 117 cities, as well as into 53 countries. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show, the show that has legs of its own, because it must have legs of its own. And I say that for the very purpose, friends, that the Lord's spirit will not be straightened, period. He's going to have his way. But we appreciate your trust and your listenership all across the United States of America. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I also wanted to highlight this, friends. If you want to watch us live, you can do so. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach, my friend over there, for his trust. You can watch us live. We appreciate your viewership, friends. It's slowly growing, little by little, over there, and it's just a test run on YouTube to see as to how this is going to develop in the days up and coming. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page or go to Before It's News and check us out on video if you'd like to do so. Wanted to let you know as well, friends, we are going to be talking about Preaching as to Convert Nobody, written by Great Awakening preacher Charles Finney back in September 7th of 1871. But before I get there, for those that are listening to the very first time, I want to make distinction between, real quick, the godly and the ungodly. By the way, this is crazy. I need you to listen to this, okay? Just speaking of godly and ungodly, yesterday my son was saying something and asking a question to Siri, and I said, you better be careful about asking Siri anything. I mean, that is the mind of the world. So I said, hey, why don't you just go ahead and ask Siri, hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. How old is planet Earth? Listen to this.
Sorry, I'm having trouble playing your music.
Oh, not my music. Here, I'll do this again, friends. I don't know why we're having problems with this right now. But I asked my son to ask Siri how old the Earth was. Okay, listen carefully. Hey, Siri. How old is planet Earth? Listen to this.
Sorry, I'm having trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. Pickle, can you go ahead and grab this and see if you can get it to work, or grab Sam's phone so I can just play this with people? Because, folks, you want to talk about the mind of the world? Speaking of the worldly and the world's view and God's view of this planet, Siri is giving it to you straight from the mind of the enemy, let me tell you. And we were just doing this as a cross-check. So be careful, friends, of Siri, because I'm here to tell you, she's indoctrinated. In a big way, Siri is indoctrinated. Alrighty, here we go. So here's the difference between the godly and the ungodly. Let's just take it to an atheist versus the godly, okay? Let's go back to Max Jukes, who was an atheist, and he lived a godless life, okay? He lived a godless life, and he married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, okay? Vagabonds, bums. 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. This is the descendants, friends, of Max Jukes, an atheist. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million, and keep in mind that this was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God. His name was Jonathan Edwards. By the way, he was a great awakening preacher as well. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers, and 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States of America, and 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. So Jonathan Edwards and his descendants, they didn't cost the state a single penny. Why is this, friends? Because there is a distinction between the ungodly and the godly. Okay, Proverbs 10, verse 7 tells us, "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." My son's coming in here right now. Do you have this? Okay, come up to the microphone and go ahead and kick it off. How old is Mother Earth to Siri? Listen. It works that good, does it?
How old is planet Earth?
Here's what I found.
How old is planet Earth?
Earth is about 4.54 billion years old.
4.45 billion years old. What? Whoa! Isn't that crazy? You know, I want to tell you something, friends, just as a side note, because we're saying the same thing here. The mind of the world, the mind of God, a Christian worldview and a world's worldview. Indoctrination, the gospel, the word of God, which will endure forever. It's immutable. It never changes, okay? The word of the Lord endures forever. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that yesterday we were just driving around and I said, you know what? Ask Siri how old Mother Earth is, okay? That's what they call it, right? And that's what he came back with. It's interesting because you ask professors, all indoctrinated communist professors all across the globe, oh, the Earth's probably 1.5 billion years old. Another may say, well, it's probably about 6 billion years old. You know, one guy said it's 6 trillion years old. Now, I'm saying that to say this. This morning, I'm driving, taking care of errands, and I pull up to a window, and it's snowing out. It's sleeting all over the state of Minnesota. And I said, isn't this interesting? I said, the meteorologists, they want to tell us all that they want to tell us along with the scientists, which, by the way, is the study of creation. Isn't it interesting how scientists want to take away God after they discover what God created? They want to get the Lord out of the way. He's a stumbling block. He's a rock of offense because they want to gloat in God's his creation by discovering it, right? I mean, you want to talk about confusion? It's there. But interestingly enough, the meteorologists and all these global warming lunatics, friends, they want to tell you we better hurry up and do this because this is what's going to happen in 13 years. And look what happened 2,500 years ago and 16 billion years ago and a trillion years ago. Folks, man can't even cure the common cold. Man can't even cure baldness. And the Bible says that a man cannot change the color of his hair. He's exactly right. But isn't it interesting how you hear these meteorologists, they're forecasting what the weather's going to be on a certain day. And all, you know, and then when it comes a day later, it's like yesterday, it said it was supposed to be nice and sunny out today, and it's snowing sleet all over the state. I mean, folks, this is the infallibility of man. I'm sorry, the fallibility of man. You can't trust man, friends. Jesus said in John 2, the very end of the chapter, at the chapter break between 2 and 3, that he committed himself to no man because he knew what was in man. You know, Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, God bless him, the apostle, he's the one that said, I know not myself. He knows nothing of anything outside of himself. The only thing that he knows is what the Spirit of God shares with him. And that's why we stick to the Word of God, friends. Because it was the Spirit of God that influenced and inspired Paul to write what he wrote. Now, we can rest assured and put our feet upon that rock. But upon the sand of man's indoctrinations and opinions and forecastings and past forecastings, friends, it's humorous. It's nothing short of than absolutely ridiculous every step of the way. I just wanted to share that with you. We were messing with it yesterday, and I was going to do a piece on it, and I could probably sit here all day and ask questions to Siri and show you how confused she is. But you know what? Young people today have become conditioned to ask Siri everything when Siri knows nothing and her mind is all pre-programmed, just like the teleprompter is to the useful idiots that broadcast their disinformation and propaganda on a global basis as well. I'm saying a lot, friends, but I'm saying the same things. So let's do this. We'll get back on track. That was a little wavy. Several rabbit trails there. But we'll get back to preaching so as to convert nobody, okay? And, folks, there's like, let me see here, 67 pointers as to convert nobody here. There's no way I'm going to get through all of those in the up-and-coming two segments. But I will start with this one, and then I'm going to back it up with Scripture to straighten out what the President Charles Finney said back in September 7th of 1871 in New York, okay? We're going to come right back to this. This is craziness, but it's exactly what's happening today in America. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee is beginning the process of releasing transcripts of the closed-door impeachment hearings. So far, we're only seeing some of the transcripts, including Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the chairman of that House Intelligence Committee's transcript, has been released. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says,
well, I mean, who knows how much he redacts? And that's part of the rule that the resolution that was passed last week. So we'll see when they come out. But, yeah, we expect the full transcript to be released. Remember, that they announced at the start of every single deposition that this is not classified.
President Trump is praising the Washington Nationals after their recent World Series win. Hosting members of the Nationals at the White House, the president called it big stuff. He also says a scrappy team captured the hearts of baseball fans across the country. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let's get to business here, friends, okay? I've been talking about this for a couple days. On Saturday, I did, and I wanted to do an expose as to what was concerning the Attorney General here in the state of Minnesota, who is acting as a bold-faced Marxist, because that's exactly what he is, through totalitarian means. And it's interesting who he is connected at the hip with, namely the governor of the state of Minnesota and others, working with CARE, trying to make haters out of law abiders. And folks, keep in mind, those that are calling people hater todays, they are making and attempting to equate hate to the very law that exposes their sins. Know what the law says, and you'll know the difference. Read Romans 3:20 when you get a moment. So here we go. Charles Finney, Great Awakening preacher. By the way, love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. He was a man of God. He had his errors. He had his faults. Whether you agree with him or not, it applies to every single one of us, friends. Okay? King David was a man after God's own heart. And by the way, I'm not looking for excuses, but I am saying that we should identify the anointing that's in the man's life. We should see the God in every man. Moses failed. Every single one of them failed at one time or another. But by the way, there was consequence to each failure, too. So I don't want you to look for an excuse as to why you want to go out there and do something that they did and say, well, you know what, King David did it, or Moses did it, or Samson did it, whatever the case might be. Yes, but keep in mind there was consequence to every failure, okay? Just like in the military, just like in real life here. So with that said, President Charles Finney, New York, September 7th, 1871, preaching so as to convert nobody. Are you ready for this? Okay, number one. Let your supreme motive be to secure your own popularity. Is this what you're seeing today? Oh, of course it is. It reminds me of Aaron, who said that he did what he did in creating the golden calf because he feared the people. In other words, he didn't fear God. He feared the people, and he succumbed to the people because of his popularity, right? Let your supreme motive be to secure your own popularity. Then, of course, your preaching will be adapted to that end and not to convert souls to Christ. That's exactly right. Talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. Now, the Bible does tell us in contrary as to how we are to preach, Philippians 2, 7 through 9, that Jesus made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. And therefore God hath also exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, preaching so as to convert nobody. Aim at pleasing rather than converting your hearers. You know, there's a lot of prophets in the United States of America today. And they're telling people what they want to hear. Read Deuteronomy 13, the whole chapter. Don't have time to do that. But in cross-reference, do check it out. God comes to prove the hearts of men. And he does that through testing and trials. Okay, the Bible says in the book of Acts, it says, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's in Acts 14:22. I just read just this morning in 2 Timothy that those that even desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Okay, folks, but what we're talking about here is preaching so as to convert nobody. And the way that you do that is please everybody. Okay? Please them. Just tell them what they want to hear. Tell them that God loves them and has a wonderful plan for their lives, which says that in no, you can find that in Scripture nowhere, friends. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you the gospel that he did tell us we were going to preach was not only repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, and the list goes on, Mark 1:15, folks, Acts 2:38, so on and so forth, Acts 20, verse 21. But it's also interesting to note, friends, that when we look at what Jesus set forth to his disciples, he said at the end of the book of John that when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go, but when you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you ever don't want to go, right? King James Version, Cambridge. And it's also interesting, before he said that to Peter, also keep in mind, after his crucifixion and his resurrection, he came to the apostles and said, hey, listen, look at my hands. Look at the holes in my hands and look at the holes in my feet. And then he blew on them the Holy Ghost and he said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And if you want to take that in contrast, you also remember when Jesus was telling Peter that he was going to be crucified concerning the men that were sinners. He's going to be crucified by sinners, lawbreakers, transgressors of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. And if you remember right, Peter thought he'd have a good idea and tell Jesus, listen, far be it from you that you go to the cross. And what did Jesus do in his godly wisdom and understanding by the Holy Ghost? He said, get behind me, Satan. He said, you savor the things of men and not of God. Okay, that's not the message that's being preached today. In John 6, when all of his disciples were following him, wasn't it interesting how they were all there? They were just hanging out with Jesus. They were good buddies. And then all of a sudden, Jesus turned around and said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, which is a spiritual lesson within itself that the Holy Ghost needs to give each and every one of us. Isn't it interesting how many of them walked with him no more in John 6? They said this was a hard saying. Okay, this isn't what's being preached from the pulpits today, friends. What's being preached from the pulpits today, preaching so as to convert nobody by Charles Finney, is just this. Aim at pleasing rather than converting your hearers. And by the way, the Bible says in Psalm 19:7, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And if you go to Galatians 3:24, it says, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Who gives us that faith? The author and the finisher of our faith, as we keep our eyes single upon the Christ. Hebrews 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. Preaching so as to convert nobody, friends. Number three, aim at securing for yourself the reputation of a beautiful writer. Oh my goodness, friends. You see this all over the place. You know what's even worse than this? Is the fictitious books based on Christianity. I mean, allegory. I mean, you see so much of this stuff, and I don't think that there's necessarily anything wrong with allegory, because what comes to my aid right now is John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, which was second to the Bible. Friends, here, this is me. Stick to the word. You know, people say, well, Bradley, you need to write a book. I've written a couple of them, but I want to tell you 99.9% of what I write is based on the word, and it's referenced to the word just the way I always am on radio. It's always based on the word. It's safe to stay there. Don't ever get outside of the scope of the word, friends, because if you do, you're going to get in trouble. And you don't want to be guilty of adding to and taking away. Read Revelations 22 when you get a moment, because the curses will be added unto you. So again, preaching so as to convert nobody, aim at securing for yourself the reputation of a beautiful writer. No. Hey, folks, we're soldiers of the cross. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy that we are to endure, friends. We are to endure as soldiers of the cross, okay? We're to endure hardness as good soldiers of Christ Jesus, okay? So always preach the cross. Now, the preaching of the cross is to fool, is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation, okay? And we have been crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Also read Galatians 2, 20 when you get a moment, okay? I'm just shooting from the hip, friends, but it's on. Spot on as far as Scripture goes. Number four, preaching so as to convert nobody. Let your sermons be written with a high degree of literary finish. Friends, I want to say this. How many times when you hear someone preach a sermon today, and again, I'm talking about the majority of what you see in the pulpits in America today, are based off of some historical fact, or they're talking about Noah in the Arche Ark, or when Joshua was going around Jericho and they blew the trumpet seven times, and they give you some little overview, but they give you no pith and marrow because only the Holy Ghost can do that. And what they want to do is they want to speak to your head. Okay, I want to tell you something. Those that are born of the Spirit of God, again, friends, we hear from the heart, not the head. The head catches up to what's in the heart, let me tell you. But again, what do we see? We see all these sermons written with a high degree of literary finish and adds not one iota to your spiritual walk. Beware of them. Folks, this is as to how to convert nobody. And it's exactly what we're seeing in America today. Here's number five. Let them be short. Oh, folks, I see this all the time, and it bothers me to no end. It bothers me to no end. Bradley, would you be willing to come out and preach to our church? You got 25 minutes. You have got to be out of your mind. You have got to be out of your mind. And you see this in churches all day long. They'll spend an hour on their offering, and then you're allowed to preach for 25 minutes, and then you're done because they want to hurry up and get home to watch the football game. No, not playing that game. How about we preach until the Holy Ghost is done? Friends, I got to tell you, I remember preaching in Memphis. This was probably 6 years ago. I preached for 5 hours. We didn't lose anybody. People were added to the congregation. Okay? When you let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost, and it's interesting too, the people that are in the congregation, they don't realize that it was 5 hours because the Holy Ghost was ministering to them. It's good to stay under the ministry of the Word. And it reminds me of Paul when he preached until midnight. Folks, we got to quit putting a time limit on the Holy One of Israel. I want to be around the Christ all the time. I don't want to be around him part-time, and I don't want to just walk in the door and say, Jesus, can I have that? And walk out the other door and say, see you later. No, the Lord will never bless you with anything that takes you away from him. There's a dependency that he creates, friends. That's the Christ. That's the Holy Ghost. Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, what did he say? They will be filled. And so it is, friends. Preaching so as to convert nobody. You ready for this one? Number six, let your style be flowery, ornate, and quite above the comprehension of the common people. Folks, these people are humorous to me. These are the ones that talk philosophical, right? They talk and they use all these big words, and they want you to understand something that they're sharing with you that you just don't understand. I want to tell you why you don't understand it. It's because they themselves don't understand it. We're going to be right back. Preaching so as to convert nobody. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. 1-866-582-9933. Alrighty then. Here we go. So we're at number 6, let your style be flowery, ornate, and quite above the comprehension of the common people. Folks, I see people like this, and they sicken me to the core. Let me tell you, they're Pharisaical, they're religious, they're not born of the Spirit. The Bible says that Jesus said that the model of heaven was that of a child, okay, not some intellectual philosopher. And remember what James Madison said. He said, fourth president, father of our Constitution, he said that the philosophy is those that use big words, but it's really based off of common sense understanding. And also keep in mind, if they can't get you to understand it, also keep in mind it's because they themselves don't understand it. And by the way, the Pharisees were a prime example. So were the scribes, the doctors of the law, the Sadducees, the Pharisees. They were a prime example. They had a head knowledge, but they didn't know the Christ. They were guilty of actually crucifying the Christ. And so are these people. Again, so we all understand. Number 7, be sparing of thought, lest your sermon contain truth enough to convert a soul. I find personally, friends, that the Holy Ghost pushes the message. He pushes the conviction. If you go to John 16, verse 8, it says that he comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I'm getting an impression right now. Thank you, Lord. We were at a a Bible museum, which was really cool. It was out on the East Coast. And this guy had some really cool stuff. As a matter of fact, he had pictures of you name it from the 1800s. As a matter of fact, he had a big picture of a king with a sword in his hand that used to be hung in Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, study. And it was a picture of a king with a sword in his hands prodding his soldiers forward into the war. And it said, under the big picture, it said in the little header there, it said, the king comforting his soldiers. Comforting and comfort in Old English means to be pushed along in war. Now, I'm telling you that for the very purpose that I understand the Holy Ghost to be heavy in conviction of sin, to break men, to bring about godly sorrow. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Read it when you get a moment. Here. I just want to cross-check that reference. Yep, 2 Corinthians 7:10, just making sure. And we also need to understand that the Holy Ghost will never comfort a man in known sin. He comes to convict him of his sin. So it would do well for you to repent of that conviction. Today in America, when conviction comes about by the Holy Ghost, people, and I've heard them say this, and they better be careful, but I've heard them say that that is the presence of the enemy, bringing about condemnation. Well, if you read in John 3, it says it says in John 3 that the condemnation belongs to those that love darkness rather than the light, lest they should come to God and their deeds be reproved. And folks, plainly, men are self-condemned because they don't believe. Because if they did believe, they would overcome rather than succumb. And it also tells us in Romans 8 that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The Holy Ghost brings about conviction to bring about your union with Christ. Okay? To put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, to put on the righteousness of Christ and to put off your own self-righteousness. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Period. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And if you go to Romans 8:14, it says, for as many are led by the Spirit of, yea, these are sons of God. And also keep in mind the word led in 18:28 means to be driven. Okay? Now I'm saying that again because we're talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. Those that are word-minded, I trust that we're tracking. If not, catch up and listen to the show again. It's that important because the Holy Ghost is doing what the Holy Ghost does right now. Okay, so let's go back to this. Preaching so as to convert nobody. Be sparing of thought lest your sermon contain truth enough to convert a soul. How many times do you feel the conviction of sin and then all of a sudden the guy at the pulpit starts to pull back? If it ever comes to that. If it ever comes to that. Oh, you see it all the time. If it comes to that, I'm saying. Okay? It tells us in Micah 2:7, friends, I want you to listen carefully. That the Lord, hey, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Right? Jeremiah 23:29. Was it not Jesus that went to, in Mark 10, starting in verse 17, that said to the rich young ruler, he went to the one thing that held him back from serving the Christ? Yep, his riches. Yep, it was. See, that's what the Holy Ghost does. He comes to the one thing, and he brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment to work godly repentance into you, friends. It's just that simple. It tells us in Micah 2:7, O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord straightened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? The word straighten means to perplex, to press with necessity, okay? The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise, right? Psalm 51, verse 17, going back. Psalm 34, verse 18, and also read Isaiah 66, verse 2, okay? The Lord looks upon those that have a contrite spirit, repentance towards God, spirit, friends, okay? preaching so as to convert nobody. Oh, my goodness, folks. I could hang on that one right now. 2 Corinthians 5 says, knowing the terror of the Lord. Listen to me, friends. And we're talking about preaching as to convert nobody. Be sparing of thought, lest your sermons contain truth enough to convert a soul. Read Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, and listen to this in 2 Corinthians 5:11 through 21. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord. Did you hear a sermon about the terror of the Lord today, friends? This is the New Testament. I remember one time we were out on a street and we were street preaching, law to grace. 90% law, 10% grace, Wesley said. Either they're going to get angry or they're going to get saved. There is no in-between. And I remember when we were out there preaching, the Ten Commandments, which was common knowledge all the way up until the middle of the 60s in this country, now it's taught as legalism. In other words, to suggest that because you obey God, it's legalistic. No, we obey God because we love Him, because we see what Jesus did for us on the cross, period. Right? Out of love, not out of works. And I do the things that I do not to get saved. I do the things that I do because I am saved, period. The law condemns, the gospel justifies if you believe. I remember we were out in Minneapolis, downtown. We had a group of people around us, and one of the guys was preaching Law to Grace. And I remember an older lady walked by, and she said, "That's not my Jesus." And I said, "You're probably right. You've created one in your own mind that suits your sins. And by the way, that's the second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, so on and so forth." And what these people have done is they've taken the grace of God and they've used it as an occasion for the flesh, not knowing that the grace of God, Webster's 1828, is the power to restrain from committing the act of sin. When you're born of the Spirit, friends, you're going to do the things of the Spirit. And I could spend another 15 minutes just on that in 1 John. And I said, "Ma'am," I said, "you know what? Here's the bottom line." We were right by the street corner in downtown Minneapolis during rush hour. And I said, "No, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's just one that you don't like. And the fact of the matter is, if you've been saved, you'd be a lover of the truth just like every one of us are. But you're not a lover of the truth. You're a lover of the God that you've created to suit your sins. And again, your God doesn't exist." And I said, "You don't have to believe me any more than you have to believe that that bus is right there." But I said, "If you stand in front of that bus, it doesn't matter if you believe in it or not. If you stand in front of it, it's going to hit you. And so is the judgment of God. Therefore, you need to repent, ma'am." Hebrews 9:27. "It's appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment." I'm countering, friends, what Finney's saying here. Preaching so as to convert nobody. I'm just thinking about, let's go to the next one. 8, "Lest your sermon should make a saving impression, announce no distinct proposition or heads that will be remembered to disturb the consciences of your hearers." In other words, don't disturb the consciences of your hearers. No, just entertain them. Just entertain them. And this is what's so prevalent in the churches today. Entertain them. Tell them stories. Historical, fictitious, allegorical, whatever the case might be. Tell them stories. Listen, the Holy Ghost uses the uncompromising Word of God, okay? If it's good enough for the generals of God and the apostles of Christ and Christ Himself, it's good enough for me. Okay? Talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. Folks, we just got on number 7. It tells us in 1 Timothy 5:20, "Them that sin rebuke before all, that others almost also may fear." Do you see that being preached today? I didn't think so. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.